You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Damian Lillard?
Oh, man. What a time in South Florida sports, huh?
I can't do that today in good conscience. I can't do it. I can't start talking about the transaction in the middle of the finals in a studio across from the arena. I can't do it.
No. Dan, again, I am enthralled by the idea that women's U of M Elite Eight, men's Final Four, U of M, Florida Atlantic men's Final Four, the Panthers in the cup as an 8 seed, the Heat in the cup as an 8 seed, Leo Messi coming to Miami, and maybe Damian Lillard. If there's no championship out of any of this, can this be the greatest year in South Florida sports history?
Okay, let's play the sound here. You guys will help me here. He's a friend of Amin's, the Showtime podcast.
The Last Stand podcast.
Yeah, Last Stand, my guy, BC, Brian Custer.
All right, so Damian Lillard, I can't believe we're starting here after that game.
That game was terrible.
Literally the first two words out of your mouth were Damian Lillard on your show, and you're complaining now.
I can't believe that I started there.
You better believe it.
It's irresponsible of me.
I would have bet Lionel Messi is the first two words out of your mouth, but no, they were Damian Lillard, so let's go. We're in this now.
Brian Custer was mine.
Tony Brothers were my first two words.
Well, you said the game was fixed.
It was. We have a sport that can be fixed easily and manipulated. We all saw what happened last night. It changed how the Miami Heat played defense. There were two back-to-back phantom calls on Gabe Vincent that should have been at least the third foul on Jokic. By my count, Jokic should have fouled out by the third quarter, 2 minutes into it. It was bullshit. It was bullshit what we saw last
night. Mike, how did you watch the game? We were at a watch party yesterday, and when I'm at a sports bar, I can't pay attention to the game whatsoever. I'm glad handing, I'm hanging around, I'm talking to people. All of a sudden, I look up like, oh, it's the third quarter, they're down by 15. What happened?
I was locked in. I don't like people talking to me. So don't come up to me, I'm locked in watching this iPhone screen.
You could have actually watched the Heat game at this bar three times in a row because of how uneven the TVs were. You could watch it on one screen, and then it's like, all right, let me see that replay, I'll watch it again on this screen, and then there's another screen.
Two laps.
Got to get your shit together with
No. I like that. Because
it's the worst.
No, it's the best because sometimes you glance when you miss something, and I know I can look at that screen right there and catch it for a split second.
But the audio was not on the quickest feed. Yeah. So.
That's the worst.
This was the bad part. The bad part is the giant television is about 6 points behind.
Oh, no.
And so you can't have a roar in one part of the room, and then the other part of the room is a really severe delay where you're changing from one TV to the other, and the score's different. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
But Tony...
Brothers, fix that game.
Mike, I don't want you...
What, man? You saw?
Jokic
is just allowed to do that?
All right.
Guy's 400 pounds, able to throw his... You know, there was a thing called the Shaq rules. And it was a great equalizer because he sucked from the line. If this guy, who can make free throws and every goddamn shot on the court, is going to be officiated like that, it is wholly unfair. Right. He's too good.
All right, Jessica, welcome back. You were boycotting the Heat, and you have returned to enjoy...
That was my first word of the show.
...the Nuggets victory here as Mike now goes full... I mean, it's game three, okay? He's crazy.
No one told me I'm wrong.
He's been crazy. I'm about to. You haven't had a chance.
No one else saw the game, I guess.
You haven't given anyone...
Glad handing.
Welcome to my world, Dan.
You haven't given anyone the room to talk about what you're lamenting. Gabe Vincent, it was a couple of bullshit calls. However, I will not diminish that two players produced 30-point triple-doubles, which is not something that has never happened in the finals. It's not something that has never happened in the playoffs. It's not something that's ever happened. And you're going to talk to me in a double-digit game about Tony Brothers? Get the bleep out of here.
Look, I understand losers lament. That second half deficit was manageable. And honestly, I didn't have that much of a problem with the officiating in the second half. I thought the officiating in the second half was fine. In that second quarter, the Heat had an opportunity to put the Denver Nuggets in the dirt. That was a double-digit game with Jokic, should have had at least his fourth foul in that second quarter. It totally changed the complexion of how Miami approached the defensive game. You had Spoelstra talking about in the postgame, we couldn't defend the paint. You couldn't defend the paint because everybody was afraid to get a foul called on them. It was just horrific. If that officiating happened in game two, we're looking at a 3-0 hole.
They were outplayed last night. Like, this is not one of those games you can blame the officiating.
No, it's the second quarter, and it changed the complexion of the game.
The third quarter, though, the Heat were, it's one of the worst quarters all playoffs.
All right,
the Heat.
Listen, fair enough. Just real quick, okay? Yes, we could do this to any NBA game. If I put a referee in the game and you get the star in foul trouble, especially if he's the MVP, yes, you can alter the way the game is played. However, Mike Ryan, the Miami Heat, played a clinically beautiful game where they had four turnovers all game. Jamal Murray, we're going to be talking triple doubles. He had seven by himself. All game, the Heat are playing their style of ball, and they can't do much of anything at the rim. And Amin, I would say to you, probably because that giant guy's in the game.
Well, he's allowed to play a different game.
But it's not just that he's allowed to play a different game. He's a cement mixer in the paint. And if you're wondering, why are Jimmy and Bam all of a sudden inefficient at the rim? He's a giant person.
He's a giant person that can get full extension with his arms on rebounds and all of a sudden gets pushed to the ground by Kyle Lowry. It's asinine. One team was allowed to play the game a different way than the other.
Mike is still freaking out about the refs while the rest of the room has moved on to let's tank for Dame now, because apparently he said if they win the championship, he doesn't want to come to Miami. So now it was tank for Wembanyama, the 0.05% chance. Now Damian Lillard's coming next year.
Well,
let's
Chris
just
Cody was trying lame for Dame.
Let's be lame for Dame.
Lame for
That's
Dame.
That's a bad one.
This
might be the death of me.
I think it works.
Damian Lillard's my favorite player in the league. I got really optimistic because I think the Miami Heat have a... Yeah, I've said this. I've maintained this for years.
What?
The ripple of realization.
This is crazy. You said outside he was a loser.
Yeah, he's got a loser mentality.
You said outside he was a loser.
Yeah, but he's my favorite player in the league.
What are you talking about, Mike?
The same thing I've said in front of this microphone for years. Welcome to the show. Juju, you got my back.
I've heard him say that for years.
Damian Lillard's my favorite player in the league.
And since when do we bring in outside conversations and put it on wax? What are we doing?
Did you just get here?
Tony.
No, Dan, don't. Dan, don't.
Get out of here.
Tony,
two minutes,
please.
Wow. 2 minutes for get out of here.
Yeah, you broke the street code.
He is a loser.
This is not the problem.
He's his own worst enemy.
Tony, get out of here.
He's great and a loser. What?
This, Tony.
The Nuggets were good last night. They blew them out in the second half. Also, footnote, game was fixed. It can be both things.
Jessica, I'm going to need your help here, okay? Because there is no reining in Mike Ryan.
I'm really mad.
I'm really mad
at how this show's going.
Okay, first off, you did say that. Tony probably shouldn't have put it on blast until you were ready to say it yourself. Because
thank you.
Things that happen in the pre-production meeting are a bit sacred. Sometimes we're testing out bits or takes, but Mike had this take and the entire room went silent.
He's a loser.
And that room is never silent.
I mean,
not a single person agreed.
It's just weird to hear after he's my favorite player in the league, he's a loser.
He's a killer who's been his own worst enemy. Because people should know how great Damian Lillard is. Arguably, for my money, a top three shooter of the basketball I've ever seen. And unfortunately, I don't get to see him enough because he's not playing meaningful games because he's trying like hell to make it work in Portland. So when he gives this sound where he's like, Miami is the obvious choice, and I finally get excited because we've recouped some trade value from some of these bad contracts on our roster that we can actually make this happen without giving up Bam. And he says, I want to play with Bam. And then in the next breath, he says, but if they win the championship, I'm out. Why? Quit being a loser, Dame. Come on. Let the world see your talent.
What I would like is to just have the take unspool and not go wire to wire on the tapestry of why Tony and Mike are arguing about a take that Tony told everybody Mike had given us and no one else. So no one knew that Mike came in here roaring today with Damian Lillard is a loser and Tony doesn't know enough show history to know what it is that Mike thinks about Damian Lillard.
I don't think Tony likes us. I don't think he likes our show. I think Tony's here for Tony. That's what I think.
Well, Tony is here for Tony. There's no disputing that. But Amin.
Oh, he's in New York on the picture in picture.
In an orange New York?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's Mars.
No, okay. It's New York. Look at that background, Dan.
We'll get to orange.
I believe that's Chelsea.
We'll get to orange smoking New York in a second. But let's just play the sound of Damian Lillard on Showtime, basically saying very quickly something I wasn't expecting him to say. Like they usually don't do it like this, but he's been asked for so many years already. Hey, you're going to be one of the guys that gets tired in Portland? And now he's just casually, yeah, I'm interested.
He usually never does this. He avoids it. And I was like, wow, he's ready to play ball finally. All right, let's go. He's out of Portland. Then he couldn't help himself from being a loser at the end.
Oh, come on. Let's play the sound.
Everybody keeps saying Damian Lillard is going to be traded to the Knicks. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Heat. Damian Lillard should be traded to the Celtics. Damian Lillard's going to be traded to the Nets. If one of those trades went through out of those teams, which one would you be like, that's not too bad?
Miami, obviously. Miami is the obvious one. And Bam is my dog. Bam is my dog, for real. But, I mean, I think Miami the obvious one. Brooklyn is obvious one. Is another obvious one because Mikal Bridges is my dog, too. So
many dogs. I mean,
and both are, you know, capable.
He went on to say, but if they win the championship.
We cut off the most important part.
Yeah, but if they win a championship. That's obviously done.
If he thinks Bam's good, I think Bam's good.
If he thinks Bam's good, then he's going to love being traded for him. Because, that's a good player that I got traded for. Don't get me started on Bam. Why is Bam touching the ball more than Jimmy Butler?
Do you mean Idris Elba?
I'm... Oh, my God. He was... This thing where, we got aggressive Bam, where he just puts his head down and he goes up to the free throw line and he takes a carnival top shot. From the top
Mike,
of the key.
Mike, listen to me. I just need
you know what? I need a minute.
You do. You need go take a 5-minute major. Okay. You're not giving anybody room to talk. Other people have opinions here. It's gone to your head. The messy thing has gone right to your head because you did crush everybody with the messy news. But is this what it's going to be with Mike? Like, we were already in a bad place. We're only halfway through the finals. We're up to our neck in feces in South Florida right now. Do you realize what's happening around here? They're about to laugh at us. The Panthers might get smoked at home. And right now, everyone saw last night, holy shit, Jokic is going to have triple doubles whenever he wants.
By the way, Dan, I saw one of the brothers last night.
No way.
Holy shit, man. The most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard. Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited-time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app to check it out.
I'm having a bit of an existential crisis here. I mean, as a leader and as someone who's trying to keep Metalark Media from being unhinged. There's a lot of sports in town, a lot of meetings, important people, parties. Well, this is another thing, right? And you're part of the problem. What? But right now, my biggest problem is Mike Ryan. You're part of the problem because you come in here from Denver. You're chasing around the Jokic brothers. You don't find them. You come right back here and organize a party on Metalark's dime. That am I allowed to talk about it or just pay for it? Like, can I tell anybody where it is?
No.
And no, nothing, because it's a secret party. Okay, so you tricked me into free alcohol. I can't tell people the time, anything, right?
No, you can't.
All right, so I can't lasso this thing, this thing that I'm supposed to be leading. Jeremy has been wanting to talk for 9 days. And there's no room around here because, at least in part, the bloated, swelling ego of Mike Ryan, Hollywood insider, hobnobber, newsbreaker, information guy, DJ. He is now saying, because he's saying my rules, I'm instituting a 5-minute gag order on myself, is what he said, because he thinks he's in charge. Like, I sent him to the penalty box. I tried to give him the 5-minute gag order, and now he's like, no, I'll just sit here and not talk. And I don't believe him because he's a yammering, manic loon, and both of his teams are in deep shit. Like, deep, deep shit. And he's scared, and he should be, and not of Tony Brothers, of the brothers, the Jokic brothers.
Oh, man.
Because Amin saw them last night.
Oh, man. Let me just say, guys, everything I said in that video, I'm sorry.
To them?
I'm sorry to whoever, to anyone I might have misled, because we were setting up to do the post-game show, me, Juju, Charlotte, and Taylor. And they said, I mean, look, and I turned to look at the family section where the players are going out to meet their family members after the game. And I saw the one, which I had seen the other day, and I'm like, all right, so what's the big deal with this guy? He looks like a regular guy. He's tall, yes. They tell me he's an MMA fighter, he's undefeated, but I'm like, look, a lot of different levels of MMA. Am I right, Tony?
Okay,
right?
So there is. Okay, but so the weakest of the brothers is an MMA fighter who is undefeated, who you are not afraid of.
Yeah.
Not impressed by.
I would say, I looked at him and said, all right, what's the deal? And then I turned to his left and I saw a real life monster and all the things that David Aldridge and Mark Spears and Jason Jackson and all the other old black men at media availability warned me about. Like, I saw it. And well, I felt like
thick, rugged, big hair that looks like fire, tattoos up to the skull.
He's 8 feet tall, first of all.
Menace. Just general menace.
He's 8 feet tall.
That can't be true.
I'm telling you, it's not true.
Chris, it's real. It's not
it
true.
It's real.
It was a foot of your fear he was standing
dude
on.
Dude is 8 feet tall, and then like from here, which is for the podcast listeners, I'm pointing to right behind my ear, all the way down. It's just one big tattoo. What Jason Jackson said, it's a tattoo.
You'd be fighting a tattoo, a tattoo made of bones and muscle.
That changes and says things, as Jason Jackson pointed out. It says, hi, Amin.
So he's like Maui?
Yes, like that, right? Shout out to Moana, right? And then, but here's the kicker. I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, what is he wearing? He's wearing a Jokic jersey. And I said, oh, cool, he's wearing his brother's jersey, but it's not a Nuggets jersey. It's a Serbian national team jersey with all the sponsor patches. I said, well, they don't sell that one. I said, oh, my God, that's Nikola Jokic's jersey. And you're saying, well, I mean, what's the big deal? He's his brother. Dude, when I tell you that thing was like an extra medium on him. I mean, it was bursting at the seams. Nikola Jokic, the man that we call a loaf of bread, and this guy's huge. And
his brother is whichever one, the ectomorph. His brother is not, it's not built the same way. Like,
dude, it is, but like a much scarier, larger one.
The MVP, the MVP of the league is very much, in every way, his little pear-shaped brother.
Oh, my God.
What kind of bread is his brother? If he's just a white loaf, what kind of bread is the brother?
Dangerous game.
The post-game show, that laughter was unnecessary, should have been in the penalty box because that's you're not speaking for 5 minutes.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, wait, what?
No. You forgot what show you're doing? Mike Ryan
just took a call.
Mike Ryan needs to not be laughing in the middle of our show. Like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be gag ordered. The post-game show, incidentally, is something that Amin, as he was mentioned, did with Juju. It is in the feed now if you want instantaneous reaction to what it is they saw in the game, X's and O's, instead of our silly nonsense every day.
We had a really great post-game discussion about what happened with the Heat, what went wrong, how Nuggets managed to take back. Well, it was more than that. It was points in the paint, and more importantly, points in the paint, shooting in the paint. They were smothered. But
I mean, but can we talk about this part for a second? Like, okay, Mike?
What?
Mike?
I'm not talking on the mic.
What? He put my mic on. Sorry about
that. It's a 5-minute embargo. Okay, we've got your thoughts on the matter, okay? Lillard's a loser. You want him anyway. But the game last night was fixed, all right? Yeah. That analysis is emotional. It's game three. I can't wait to hear him after game six or seven because the fear is here, and it's great.
Oh, it's definitely going that far.
Let me just say right now, Mike, if you're talking that big stuff, don't come to the mixer, please. I don't need that.
I'm not coming to the mixer.
I don't want you to come to the mixer.
I don't
want to
be in your mixer.
I don't want you to
Why are you talking? Why is the embargo not working? Why have I lost control of everything happening here? Before we get to the Jokic brothers, do you have any more information that you care to report? Because you've given up your investigative report. You spent money looking for them and drinking in their honor in Denver. Didn't find them. You found them here. Now you're scared and you're shutting down your reporting?
So originally my plan was, if we're going to track them down, get them down for a sit down and do like a 5-minute interview. And I was going to be cheeky and ask a lot of like silly questions. I saw that dude. I was like, you know what? Never mind.
What a grift by you, man.
Never mind.
So you don't get them. You end your assignment, but you got a mixer.
At I mean,
undetermined time that I'm paying for, but I don't know where it is, what time, and what I can tell people about.
That's on Taylor. Taylor's got to go up to him for you.
No.
You guys need to get the Jokic brothers.
We sent Juju. By the way, we sent Juju, and Juju came back literally 3 seconds later. The hell y'all got me doing
that? What?
No, dude,
no.
You.
No, it's good. It's good. I couldn't hear nothing going on the post-game show, so I'm walking around regular. So Taylor hand me a phone and say, go get the Jokic brothers. I'm like, bro, who the hell you talking to, first and foremost? Yeah. You feel me? Second of all, what I look like. I got a suit on, my brother. Like, I'm not walking in the crowd doing errands right now. Look at me. That's what I said.
No, but Juju, you took 5 steps over there. You saw what was in that section. You turned right back.
Yeah, COVID-19. I'm not going in that crowd.
I want to talk about the first part of this as I continue to not be able to lasso anything. You have to understand
Come
that.
Your stupid mixer. Ooh, have a margarita with Tim Kawakami.
Shut up, man.
Like, I'm supposed to be impressed.
First of all, Tim Kawakami's not here. I wish he was, though. Shout out to
I
Tim
wish
Kawakami.
He was. I got
how is your microphone
it's
working?
Been 5 minutes in his defense.
How is your mic?
He's been talking the whole time.
But if you commit another foul while you're in the penalty box, I want to go back for
have
a second.
Fernet Brunk with Howard
Hold on.
Beck. Ooh.
I need to point out, I'm not going
to
skip past what it is that happened with Juju, because I want to get to why we can't get the Jokic
Is
brothers.
That a Merlot in Rick Kamla's hand? Ooh, let me go talk to him.
But the first part F-O-H. Of this is very much Juju in the right, and I don't know who this Taylor thinks he is. But
Zagaki.
To come up to Juju, who is representing us at the games better than anybody is representing us at the games in every way, and to have him go run the errand, sending him to the monsters, Taylor, that's a me call, and I wouldn't make that call. That's a very bad call by you. Taylor, why do you think you're in charge?
I feel like Juju might have the best chance at getting him, though, yeah. In Taylor's no. defense.
But Man. You don't go up. Are you aware of how Juju...
He handed Juju a pen, basically. So here, go fight that monster.
It's Zagaki. Like, what? First of all, I'm a player. Like, you got to talk to players a certain way. Right. Like, you got to ask me, do I feel like going over there? Right. It's a whole protocol, you feel me? Right. But salute to my brother, Taylor.
No. You're very positive and you're very nice. But, no, you are not Taylor's intern. You go get the Jokic brothers. Somebody get the Jokic brothers.
Dan, I'm telling you.
Let's send this maniac monster Mike into him with his teeth yelling about fixed games.
I ain't scared.
Dan, I'm Popcorn telling you, the muscles. Funniest thing was, it took, I swear, Juju, you might disagree. It took you a full couple of seconds to realize what had happened. Because you started walking towards there, and then you looked up, and you stopped like, wait a minute, why am I doing this? He came right back to hell no.
So your original move, though? Your original move. What are you guys? Why are you open mouth?
Is Jokic's brother here?
No. She's here.
She's here.
She's gorgeous.
We have a special guest.
She's here.
And she's here.
Charlotte Wilder.
Is she looking over here?
Well, it's a good guess because there's only a couple of she's that come around.
Yeah, and you're here, so it's not you.
I can read Patrick Elias from here.
Charlotte Wilder is out today. She
also could have got the Jokic brothers. I mean, geez.
Yeah, right? Why you send
absolutely
her?
Not. My sister is a queen. How dare we ask her to perform a task of that nature?
And no idea you were related. I'll go leave. I'm nervous.
Get out of here. Go be by her. Go be by her. Jessica, can you see her from there?
I can see her right now. I think she's on the video if you're watching this from home.
How did she get here?
She looks gorgeous.
It's not my first time meeting her.
Just like I remember her. I've met her before. Yeah. I've met her before, too.
Yeah. It's the Stanley Cup.
Jessica was so eager to get out that boast that she's the only one who has actually, I think, before now, spent time with the Stanley Cup.
Dan, me and the Stanley Cup have a history. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Roy and I met her in Toronto, too.
Yeah. But
regardless.
She's gorgeous.
She's here. The one and only, the most famous cup in the most famous cup in cups and the most famous trophy in sports.
Why is Mike on the ground?
I'm not sure why she's here now, but I think we might get to see her up close pretty soon.
Yeah?
That's it?
Are you guys,
all it is?
Are you guys nervous?
Oh, no.
That's all it is? Oh, no. I thought it was something. I mean, again, I saw the first Panther game 2 days ago when they lost 17-0. That's it? That's what we're playing for? Is that?
Tony, yes. What do you mean that you're not impressed?
Why is Mike on his knees, like, reading stuff?
You don't know the tradition of that trophy?
No, I do, but like, who cares? Like,
but Jessica,
this is it?
Jessica's your age, and she was impressed by being near it because her sports fandom isn't six.
She comes from the north, though, Dan. It's different. She actually watched hockey. Like, I've never seen hockey before. This is what we're playing for?
Yeah, us Cubans really don't understand this trophy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Don Levitard.
You keep mentioning Lou Harris and Lou Williams and Montrell Harris. You keep mentioning
Harrell,
excuse me.
Stugatz.
Nick, thank you so much for being on with us. Really enjoy your work.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited-time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
I have a really different set of feelings coming through our studios here. Amin just left the room, and I'm not sure what happened, but I think it's because he thought he was underdressed. I think. I'm not totally sure. He wanted to dress differently because the Stanley Cup is here, and there is some real reverence in the room. Now, Jessica, you seem sort of like, this is old hat. I've already seen this old thing.
First time.
I've already seen this old lady, and I enjoyed it the first time. But the rest of the room right now is an interesting collection of awed and reverent in a way. Man, come on. Sports will make you cynical if you work in the business. You see a lot of things. Mike Ryan is starstruck. He is. And that's just by Mike Bolt. That's just by looking at the keeper of the cup. The keeper of the cup has the hair you would want protecting the cup and the name you'd want protecting the cup. Mike bleeping Bolt protects the cup. Mike Ryan was genuflecting out there. He genuflexed before nothing, that ego. Before nothing these days. Because he knows what he's in the presence of. History. The teeth that have been lost. The blood that has been shed. Everybody out there.
You're a writer.
Everybody out there in the next game is playing with broken femurs. Everybody, because they want that cup. The thing that's outside our door. I don't know how it got here.
Oh, I know how it got here, Dan. They told us that since this is the last time the cup will ever be in South Florida, they let us bring it into the studio so that we could all see it up close.
Oh, that's true.
Can we bring Lord Stanley in, please? Can we bring it in?
In here or in there?
In there. I had my moment, but you need to witness what we witnessed because I don't get starstruck often, and I got starstruck around Lord Stanley.
And Mike Bolt.
Yeah, well, his hair is incredible. Feathered, beautiful. He looks like Anakin Skywalker.
Okay, and he keeps the cup.
You can see on video right now that he means business. Just the way he's holding his belt, he's just like...
He really does. Wait a minute. But
you
try
to touch this thing, I'll break your limbs.
What kind of business does he mean?
I think he's got martial arts training. That's just...
Wow. Should I go out there and try to touch it?
That hair is resplendent. The hair or the... Or the cup. No, you can't.
I want to touch the hair.
I want to touch the hair. All right, let Mike Bolt in here, the keeper of the cup. He is protecting him. Look at him. Oh, my. Oh, he's whipping that thing around.
It's heavy, too.
Comfortable with that
thing. He looks so cool.
Hi, Mike Bolt. Yes, this is wonderful here, right here. Thank you. This is the actual thing.
Wow, it's so big that I can't see Dan's face, which is an upset. Oh, there's you do the John Taffer.
Let's Mike Bolt.
Turn the other way.
Can we Mike Bolt, please?
Mike Bolt is getting that.
Can we mic him?
The headset.
We got the joke, Chris. We got the miking Mike Bolt joke.
You're just trying to make it obvious for video. You're trying to make. Oh, here comes Amin.
How'd you get that jacket?
He was underdressed. Look at him, Amin. You are awed by this thing. You are dressed appropriately, but Tony and Jeremy, young Cuban boys who didn't grow up, with hockey as a first love, you guys seem wildly unimpressed by not Mike Bolt, but this cup he keeps.
You got it, Dano. Cazuela. Yo tengo una cazuela así en la casa.
Sí. Sí, sí.
Una cazuela.
You guys are assholes. Like, it's Lord Stanley. The temperature of the room changed when that thing came in there.
Still cold though.
Don't worry about them. They like to have fun. How you been though? Really, honestly, it's been a while. What was it L.A. last time? Ooh, I mean, look, hey, you look great too. Thank you though.
Talking to Mike Bolt?
No.
Oh,
catching up with an old friend. Sorry.
All right, Mike Bolt. I have so many questions.
Oh, Mike, hey, what's going on?
Because like
hey, back there.
The keeper of the cup is kind of like a defender of the North Wall. Like it's a big deal. You have stories for days. You've probably signed non-disclosure agreements. There's hundreds of names, legends, fourth liners, everybody. It's a walking museum, and you probably have a story about everybody there. And I'm sure they will always want the wildest ones. But I just like to pick a random name and see if you have a story about them.
That's a fun.
Yeah, okay. Who do you got?
That's right. A fun game.
I've been doing this for 24 years. I've done over 1,500 cup parties. No, I don't do every single one of them. I do get days off. So usually during the summer we do a week on, week off because it's about 19, 20-hour days.
We've spoken to a keeper of the cup before. Was it Phil? Was it Phil that we talked to before?
Right.
And there was all sorts of debauchery associated with it. But I do want to try out this game where I just look at the cup, I say a random name, and you tell me if you have a story about them. Colin White, current Florida Panther, won the cup with the New Jersey Devils. Do you have a Colin White story?
Colin White, yeah. I mean, I remember we were in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. Took it all over the area. But I just remember going through the drive-thru at about 2:30 in the morning in the limo with the cup and everything like that. And when we rolled up to go pay for it and get the food, the girls are handing us, and they're like, holy crap, that's a Stanley Cup in there. And eating cheeseburgers with a cup at like 2:30 in the morning, it was pretty cool.
Timu Salani.
Timu. I remember that one in 07. I remember we were at his house. This one was pretty wild. They drank like just bottle after bottle after bottle of scotch out of there. They had it for about an hour and a half. It wasn't his actual day that he was going to have in Finland. So we just spent a little time there. And he had all his Finnish buddies. And there's names inside the cup. And they were assigning each one of the names that were inside the cup, like Pudglass and Strachan and those kind of names. And so, Pud, you're up. You got to drink out of it. And they went through like four or five bottles. And the thing that amazed me most is Timo walked the cup out to the car perfectly straight, no problem. Most people would be on their butts.
Mike, I'm curious because that's the thing that people tend to do a lot. Pour liquor in it or champagne or whatever and drink out of it. How do you wash it? How do you clean it out?
Yeah, soap and water. Usually every day we start off with like breakfast in the cup.
Una cazuela.
Yeah, it's the best way to clean silver is soap and water. But they'll drink and eat out of it. Like in the morning it's breakfast, either scrambled eggs and bacon out of the cup or cereal. Maybe midday, it's a big ice cream sundae and a lot of adult beverages by the evening.
What's the weirdest thing or strangest thing that's ever been consumed from out of the cup?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen so many different things. Poutine, spaghetti and meatballs, chicken wings, jello, pudding. I mentioned ice cream, sushi.
The Dallas Stars did spaghetti, right? And had like rock stars all
I've
over
heard that. Eddie Belfour did spaghetti and meatballs. He was a goaltender for
the Dallas tasered Pets. Once. Yeah, so he's a
not with
man.
A cup he didn't, but yes, no. He did.
I've heard legendary stories about Mike Modano having it.
Yeah, I didn't do that year. I came on for the 2000 Devils was the first team.
But you've heard the stories.
I did. The guy that I started kind of working with, he's not with us anymore, but he told me a couple stories about Dallas.
Dan, to me, it just looks like a tremendo salten.
God, I hate you kids. So you were on board during COVID. What was being the keeper of the cup like during COVID? I'm sure there was like more sanitary precautions.
Oh, there were. I actually did not do COVID. I got laid off, actually. So Phil actually took care of most of the work.
Wait, what? What do you mean laid off?
You got laid off and brought back?
Whoa. This doesn't happen.
Yeah, I got laid off. Yep.
What happened? Like the cup keeper doesn't get laid off. Cup keeper lays off.
Well, we didn't have as much travel, so Phil basically handled it. We were basically stuck in the bubble out in Edmonton. And
it can't be a part-time job that doesn't have benefits.
Do the keepers of the cup have a union? I feel like
I feel like we should get one, but no, we do not.
How many of you are there?
There's four of us all together.
And you can't leave the room that it's in, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
You're not allowed.
We're with it 24/7.
What is the closest you have come to being separated from the cup?
When we fly. Yeah, we do check it.
Really?
Yeah, we do check it.
You have Thomas Hayden church hair.
You got great hair.
It's great hair.
I get a lot of comments about the flow and the salad that I got.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. When you go to sleep at night, do you wear a do-rag? And what's your process in the morning with that hair? It's feathered fantastically.
I get up, wash it, blow dry it, leave.
Yeah, blow dry. Wow. Moose? You a moose guy?
A little hairspray. Like, I've been on the road for a month now.
You're a moose guy.
A little hairspray. Just keep it out of my...
I like to put a hat on after I get out of the shower because that's how I get the flips.
Oh, okay. I don't do the hat thing very often, but...
Yeah. Very strong. Do you do keeps?
What?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know about it.
Well, no, he says obsessed.
You're all natural,
Mike.
I'm pretty natural. Yeah,
I did something called Creche Pedro.
Okay,
it's from Brazil, and it really brought my hairline back.
My hairline's all right. It's not.
No, it's
great. Has the cup ever been to Turkey?
No, but it's come close. Yeah.
What's the closest it's come to Turkey?
You have to look at a map, but I mean, we've been to like Belarus, to Slovakia, the Ukraine, Russia. Been in the Middle East with it, Sweden, Finland.
Are you trained in the martial arts?
Yeah, I just dropped the white gloves. I used to play.
Wow. That's a bar and a half right there.
What's your go-to move if someone does something they're not supposed to do with the cup? Is it a karate chop? Or are you roundhouse kicking them to the neck?
I scare that crap out of them with my voice.
Yeah, it gets deep. It gets
firm. I've done it before. I've scared an entire room.
Can we role play a little bit? Pretend to touch it inappropriately.
You got to have it. It has to be the moment. I can't pretend.
Okay, but no.
On the other side of the cup,
I just scream really loud, put that down.
Amin's touching it right now on the other side of the cup.
I mean, here's the thing. We let people come up. We let them touch it. We let them hug it. We let them kiss it. But you got to earn the right to hoist it. So when we catch people trying to pick it up that don't have their name on it, we get pretty angry with
them. Were you at the Brett Hull parade?
The Brett Hull?
Yeah, the Gloria! Gloria!
St. Louis, yeah. I mean, yeah, we were there. Oh, yeah. I've known Brett a long time, since 02, so...
I have a friend that talks to Brett Hull regularly. They still haven't heard from him since that parade. I'm not sure if he's okay.
I haven't seen him since the beginning of the season in St. Louis.
You do not allow. Are there photographs of people hoisting it who have not earned it?
It has happened, absolutely. But that's the one thing that we try and prevent.
Your code, your job ultimately that they laid you off of because you should have a union because the cup keeper needs to be respected, is to make sure that no one who has not earned the right to hoist that trophy ever gets to hold it over their head.
Right.
The job. It's a sacred job.
Yeah, and keep it safe, trying to keep the nicks and bangs out of it and make sure it's respectful is kind of what we're doing. We live in a world where everybody's got a camera, so things can get a little out of control. But we're basically kind of the eyes and ears for the NHL and the Hockey Hall of Fame and making sure that Lord Stanley stays safe for another 100 years.
Now, Mike, you said the only time it leaves your sight, basically, if you're with it, is when you check it in. When you're flying,
yep.
What about when you have to go to the bathroom? Does it come with you?
If I got to go to the washroom, I might trust somebody. Go, hey, Dan, can you keep an eye on it? I trust
you. You can go
and,
ahead.
You're in charge. You're the keeper of the cup for 5 minutes. I can trust
Dan.
If he did that around Stugatz, it'd be on eBay in 2 minutes.
I got news for you. I don't have to go to the washroom anytime soon, so we're good.
How low are we on the list of coolest places you've brought this?
Oh, coming down to Miami and seeing you boys, seeing girls? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You're right up there.
That
up there.
That's true.
He's right up there.
That is, lying to us. He is lying.
Mike, speaking
you know what? One of the coolest things we got to do is when we got to bring on the space shuttle. We didn't
and now you're
space,
here.
And now I'm here. Like the space shuttle one was cool. When I found out we actually saw more than 99% of NASA employees, that shows me the power of the cup and the kind of doors it opens up. Because I was shocked that 99% of NASA's never seen the shuttle, and I was on the friggin' thing.
Gloria!
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.